Also, the Lala contract didn't get on the, it got on there, but the LPA wasn't listed with it, but it was supposed to go on with the Lala contract. It's just another airport contract.
Okay.
So we could do that one too, can't we?
Yeah, I think so.
I'll call us to order, and got Jim on the telephone. So, which one you want to do first?
You can start either one.
Okay. All right, let's do Renee and get her back to work.
Okay.
You say you've looked at the contract.
I looked at the contract.
Renee, you can explain to Chuck what's going on. Isn't it just a renewal of an existing contract? A new contract of maintenance, correct?
That's correct.
You say you've bid. Have you checked with Linda to see if you've done it as...
Yes, and she said this is a service.
Okay.
And I have another quote from another elevator company, and it ended up being higher than this one. This one's going to run $1,020 per month.
Right.
And this is a 3-year contract, and that's with ThyssenKrupp. And that's okay. Who we previously have used.
You say that she mentioned that it's a service.
It is a service.
Does that mean we don't have to bid it?
That's correct.
Okay.
And she did, basically did 3 phone bids from what I understand. Otis, I can't, is it Ferris? What, how do you say that?
ThyssenKrupp?
Yeah, ThyssenKrupp or something like that.
And then the other one, I guess, is out of business. So she only got 2 numbers, but she did call 3 places.
Okay.
That's correct.
Okay.
And the...
So, which one do you recommend, Renee?
ThyssenKrupp.
And that's a 3-year contract on a monthly basis, correct?
That's correct.
And how much would be a monthly?
It's going to be $1,020 per month.
So
basically that's going to be $12,240 a year.
Like $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000 the last few years, right, Rick?
We've added how many elevators with us?
We have 6.
My point is we've been paying $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000 just for 2 elevators, one here and one in the parking garage.
Right.
Which says to me that it's a reasonable cost for all the additional that you...
Sure, sure. So, you want to make the motion?
Go for it.
All right, I'll move that we accept the lowest bid, ThyssenKrupp, for the 1,000, what was the number, 1,040?
20, 1,020.
1,020 a month as our elevator contract.
Correct. Second the motion, question.
Yes.
We have to have state inspection.
Yes.
Is that included in that 1,020?
They come with a state inspector, yes.
So that's the total cost for our elevators.
Right. Now, it won't be the cost for the state inspector's part, but it will be the cost for ThyssenKrupp to come with the state inspector.
Okay, so there will be another fee for the state to
right,
be their inspector.
Right.
Okay.
I also have one more question about this. Is somebody's going to have to sign the contract.
Okay.
So I don't know who wants to sign it.
I can do that after we vote, yeah.
Okay.
All right. Okay, ready to vote?
Yep.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. What else we got for you, Renee?
That was all that was on the agenda today.
Can you see the signature block real quick?
Yes.
Yeah, we need you to look at it, don't we, Bob?
Yeah, Bob needs to review the contract to make sure that...
I'm going to need to just add a page that will have an attest of... Chuck's signature and probably the accounting officer, Rick's signature as well.
What about the contract itself? You want to take a quick review of it?
I can do that also. But
probably should. We got Bob reviewing.
All right, that's probably.
And I'll fetch it to you, Renee.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
When he gets here, we can approve it. I can look at it before he gets here. How's that?
We just approved it, I think, didn't we?
Okay, but I'll look at it.
Yep.
I'll add the page that needs to be added.
Okay. The other item, one other item is the transfer station policy, which has to do with writing checks, taking checks.
Okay.
And I've got 2 or 3 calls from folks that have been writing checks, and I've talked to Helen a little bit, and Mary even once or twice, but we need to discuss that as far as, what, like for instance, we've got Frank Epps now, is right. An open account, and that's a given, right, Helen?
Yeah,
we don't need
okay.
to mess with that.
Right.
But have we got other open accounts? Is
anybody that has an account with us will not change it unless they go in bad standing, then we might change it.
Okay. But then we've got a couple anyway that come on a regular basis that don't have open accounts.
Okay.
Their checks have been good. We don't have problems with them. Interrupt me when I'm out of line here. And maybe one of them, no, I take that back. One of them was willing to just do the credit card, but then they called back and said, no, that won't work. So we got a few folks, and we were going to call Karen on the phone, but of course you're on the phone, so we can't do that.
Well,
but we were going to call Karen and see if she could give us a little, you know, info as far as how many are out there, how many are out there that have these situations that give us good checks that maybe we want to go ahead and continue to have an exception. Yeah.
Is Bob still in the room?
Yep.
But is there any problem with us creating these exceptions to take checks or put them on accounts or?
We've been doing it all along. It's just
whatever our policy is, we need to be consistent with that policy, whatever it is.
That's the thing. We need a policy.
Design a policy. Try to come up with a policy.
I had one of those guys. Can you hear me, Jim? I had one of those guys call me this morning and was kind of he wanted to continue to cash checks, and I know that his checks are good too. And I said, well, our policy is going to be cash or card. And I says, if you want, you can go to the bank and get a debit card. And he said, well, I don't, I'm just not a credit card man. I said, well, you know, it's as easy to carry that debit card as it is a credit card. And he says, yeah, I guess you're probably right. And I says, if you need help doing that, we can do that for you. If they have a checking account in good standing, they can have a debit card and not ever have to deal with credit cards. It comes out of their account immediately, and the machine that we have will accept that. We also could get a check reader where we would continue to accept checks, but we would just read them as they turn them to us so that we knew that the money was in there. It would be another expense for us, though.
Well, what about a check reading card? I mean, a check card. I mean, a check. You're talking about make them be able to verify funds in a checking account without a credit card. Is that what you're talking about, Rick?
Yes.
It's a reader that reads
right.
the check just
yeah.
like it does a card and takes it
right.
out right then, I assume. Yeah. But it's
we'd have to check with the bank to find out. But I know it would be another cost to us, and I don't see that we're inconveniencing anybody to ask them to have a debit card. I mean,
I don't either. I mean, I guess my question is: do we set up all these people who are complaining with a charge account though with us? Is that what we're? I mean, that's the other option, is it not?
No, I think the other option is to ask them to get a debit card. I mean, that's not asking very much.
My thought is, and Helen's got a point before she gets it, my thought is if we're not having trouble with these two or three or ever how many there is, then with the commission approval or the treasurer's approval, we'll take a check. But without that, you got to use cash or the credit card. That's my thought. Helen, your thought is?
Well, we don't really want to set up any more accounts if we don't have to. We already have several accounts, you know, a whole file cabinet full of them that we do send out each month. And those so far haven't been a problem. I do have two that we can't even collect. That's like 2 years old, and they're not huge, maybe $100 or whatever that the people have skipped, you know, that were set up like that. So that's not really an option for me either. I really don't care to do that anymore. And my question is, if they don't have a debit card, why? If they can't get a debit card, then they probably have a problem with their checking account. And if they have a problem with their checking account, do we want to take checks on them? 99.9% of my hot checks I get in my office are the transfer station. So.
And my thought is, you know, a debit card's pretty standard anymore. Mm-hmm. It really is off the checking accounts. And I don't mind having accounts for commercial businesses to charge. But my concern is having this list that's going to continue to grow of all these people we do take a check from, and all of a sudden we've got a very loose policy that really puts us pretty vulnerable to even having a policy.
I'm in agreement with, we don't want a big long list, but if Karen's got 6 or 12 people or something that have been consistent and haven't caught that their checks are good, we haven't had a problem with them bouncing checks, just out of their, for their convenience, I'd like to see us leave them there.
And basically, but what we're in here for today is to get a policy. How do you write up a policy like that? You know, we have a policy where so-and-so, you know, John Doe can write a check, but Miss King can't. I mean, how do you write up a policy like that?
Well, I would just write that the only thing we take are credit and debit cards unless
a pre-approval
of a check, and leave it at that. I don't think my thought is, and I may be wrong. We need to talk to Karen again, but my thought is there's not going to be but a dozen that need to use a check. And we're going to have a few checks anyway, so what's
And I think
six
if we're
going
to do that, why don't we go ahead and check into the check reader? I mean, like you said, it's still just like a debit card, just run them through there.
I personally feel like that we shouldn't have any that need to use check. Chuck, the guy that called me this morning, I won't mention his name, but I know he's going to go get a debit card because I talked to him and I made, you know, I said, look, that's what we want to do. That's, Helen and I were under the impression that's what we wanted to do, was get rid of all the checks that came in out there that we could. And so that's why we kind of went this way. And if that's our policy, I don't think those people should have a problem with that if they've got, you know, if they've got their finances lined out. If these people have been having good checks, if they need help getting a debit card, we'll help them do that.
If their checks are good, and the reason we're doing this is to stop bad checks, then go ahead and take their checks.
What was the reason they don't want to get a debit card, these people that you've talked to?
The one, if I remember right, was he's got maybe different drivers, two or three different drivers, so he'd have to have two or three different cards. Maybe he didn't.
Maybe it's a commercial, though, is it not?
Yes, these are commercial. I'm not talking about individuals.
He's not individuals, right?
Not individuals at all. I'm sorry, I didn't mention that. But no, I'm just talking about commercial accounts that come on a regular basis. If they're pre-approved, just like they were filling out to do a charge account, except it's not a charge account, it's just a check.
Okay, if they're a commercial account, I mean, I'm a little more lenient with a company-issued check. I mean, I don't want to get individual checks.
No, I don't either. I mean, that's the whole reason of the credit card machine is we don't want these individual checks.
So, Helen, I mean, add me to the commercial bill account. Is that more risky than a commercial check?
Well, it's just that, I guess it's just my frame of mind, Jim, right now. We were trying to get away from having monthly accounts, and we were trying to get away from checks, totally. And maybe that's not a possibility.
Well, I'm just trying to think from a commercial perspective. Mm-hmm. If I ran my own business, I had 4 drivers.
Are you going to give each of those drivers a blank check when they come in?
Well, that's what I'm wondering. I mean, is that what they're asking? Because that sounds a little crazy.
I mean, it
myself.
Sounds to me like that, he's the, wanting to give his drivers a blank check
that,
when they
that,
come in.
The one disposal company, that was something to that effect, that he can give them a check, they can pay for it, it's done, it's over with. You know, it's a little bit to their liking and whatnot, but if they haven't given us bad checks and there's not a ton of them, I don't see why we don't try to accommodate them.
I guess basically what we're here for today is for you guys to get your head together and put a policy together.
And we'll be glad to follow it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's put this let's just put this to the side until you get here, and we'll call Karen. And
okay, I'll be there. I mean, I'm getting ready to go over the bridge over here at the freeway. So
okay.
My wife, my biggest thing is I don't want to take any checks from any residential. I'm open to how we're going to fix the commercial side of it, but the policy really is no checks. And then I guess I'm just trying to figure out if really a commercial business is going to give them a blank check.
If we go that route, we just need a written form, a policy that in order to take a check, you have to fill this out, and your credit's going to have to be checked. And
Karen says it's funny what she's run into since we started using the debit and credit cards, that there would be people come up and want to write a check, and she said, well, do you have a debit or credit card? And they say yes. And so she said, sometimes I have to run through two or three before I find one that's actually good. Now, those type of people, I don't really want to take a check. So, see, that's kind of what we're trying to get away from. This person would have written us a check that I would have had to search for probably for 6 months to try to get the money back. So,
But if the only checks we take are somebody that has filled out a form and you've checked the bank and checked their credit references or whatever.
Well, we don't have a computer system out there that they could actually have a credit and we could just charge against a credit, do we?
No, she has a system to where she can set them up on just invoices. She gives them an invoice, and then at the end of the month, she sends to us a bill, and we send it out to them through our office.
But can we have a balance on that account?
Yeah, she does have a system there that she can run through and sends us a bill at the end of every month, and we send the bill on out to them from our office, and we get the money in our office. She does have that capability.
We're more at risk with an account than we are with a check, though.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What I'm saying is, instead of having a zero balance for this, I mean, can we set up individual accounts
system? We have done that. We have had to do that for, like, maybe the main headquarters is out of state, and then they have people doing that, so they would send us $500 or $600. And when it got down to where the...
About.
Is that what you're talking about?
I'm talking about... We require them to prepay,
mm-hmm. And that's what I was
talking about.
Right. And then whenever we get down to where that money is almost gone, then we have to notify the headquarters. Can you hear me? Can you hear me, Jim? Okay.
Yeah, I hear you.
And to where we have to notify the main headquarters, okay, you're almost out of money, can you send us another $500? And sometimes they're in the negative quite a bit before we do get the additional money. So it doesn't always work well.
It'd work well if we wouldn't take their...
And we've had to do that, too. I'll tell Karen when they show up, tell them they can't dump. And
right.
So.
That's not anybody's ever went at that point. All right, I'll be there in like 3 minutes.
Okay.
And then we can continue on that conversation. Do you want to take a 5-minute recess and I'll be there?
That's fine.
Bye.
We'll recess.
Bye.
Are you all...
And